I'm Shauna Olson with KFGO. I'm here with Troy Uglum, and he is with the North Dakota Soybean Council. He's a director at the North Dakota Soybean Council. We are in Seattle, Washington. We've been on the See for Yourself trip. It's the second annual See for Yourself tour. Troy, have you been on the trip before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
What did you think of it?
I thought it went very successful. I think the growers thought it was interesting to come and see where their soybeans from North Dakota end up, and we saw some very interesting things.
One thing we checked out was the BNSF Intermodal Yard. Why is it important to come and see facilities like that?
It shows us where our end product ends up. You know, a lot of the soybeans out of North Dakota come to this area and are shipped a lot to China and Asia, and they go through the PNW area. So it shows us not only how they're transported here, but how they were loaded onto the ships and see where we're outsourced to.
What's the biggest thing you'll take home from this trip?
I think the knowledge that we gained visiting with the different people, whether it was aquaculture or BNSF representatives, I think that communication not only benefits us, but also them and the communications we have developing with them in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Is there something that stood out that surprised you during this past few days?
One of the facts when we were at aquaculture surprised me that 80% of the seafood in the U.S. is imported in. I assumed we had more, with our oceans around us, we had more seafood being used here. So I think the potential for aquaculture in the U.S. and what's important to that for us is soybean meal and soybean oil can be used in the feeds for aquaculture.
Yeah, it was fun to get to see them feed it and look at the food itself.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was something that I've never seen, I've heard of, but never seen. So very interesting.
Tell us about your farm. Where are you located and what you grow?
Located by Northwood, North Dakota. We grow wheat, soybeans, corn, dry beans, dry edible peas, and spearmint.
It's a big year for soybeans in North Dakota, isn't it, as far as acres go?
Yeah, because of the late wetter spring, soybean acres, or a lot of acres got shifted to soybeans, so we could have record acres this year. So I think it'll be a big year. As long as we have a little bit later fall for them to make it, things are looking really good.
And how are your crops looking back home?
They're looking good. You know, they're a little bit on the late side for the row crops. The grains look really good. They like this cool weather that we've had. So I think potential is definitely there for a nice year.
Fun, exciting year for soybean growers.
Definitely exciting for soybean growers, yes.
Anything else you'd like to add at all regarding the trip or anything? All right, Troy Uglum with North Dakota Soybean Council. He is a director. Thanks for the chat this morning.
Thank you, Shauna.